Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Menachos, Daf Nun Vav Menachos 56. Today's Daf Yomi comes along with Chia Bar Abba, the name of Rabbi Yochanan. He says, Akom Modim, all the Tanoim agree, B'mechametz Achar Mechametz, that in the case of a person who causes the Karban Mincha to become Chametz, remember we have said already that the Karban Mincha was not allowed to become leaven, it was not allowed to become Chametz. So let's say it had already become Chametz, and another person comes along and also engages in a process that causes it to become again Chametz, more Chametz. So Rashi's language here is significant, is that what is the person doing? Rashi says, here what we're talking about is anybody who's engaged it at all in the process. So for example, we had said in the previous mission that there are three ways you get lashes. One is by kneading the dough, one is by shaping the dough, and one is by baking the dough. So let's say after a person kneaded it and made it Chametz, then you shaped it, you were Orech Achar Alash, or you baked it after you had shaped it. So under these circumstances, back to our Gemara, we say that Shehu Chayev, he's going to be liable. And the reason is because it states in the verse, Lo Te'aseh Chametz, it shall not become Chametz, V'lo Te'afeh Chametz, and you shall not bake it as Chametz. And so therefore, even though the prohibition of Afiyah is included within the prohibition of making it Chametz, nevertheless, it's mentioned separately to teach us that for each action, a person is going to be liable. And so too, in the case of an animal where there's a prohibition to be Misares, to fix an animal, so too we say Misares Achar Misares, that if a person comes and after the animal was already castrated, so for example, if part of the organs were cut off, and then he comes and cuts off more of them, once he cuts off the testicles after he's already cut off the member of the animal. So under those circumstances, he's going to be liable, shulchayev, because it states, umauch v'kasus v'natuk v'karus, as it states in the verse in Leviticus 22, verse 24, one whose organs are squeezed, crushed, detached, or cut. So we see that those are liable. Now, if you're going to be liable for cutting off the organs, I'll no take local. So for sure, you should be liable for detaching them. So why does the Torah need to say both of these cases? Elohavi no take achar chores, to tell us that if you do nitika after you've already done the chores, that if you detach them after you've already cut them, or you detach another testicle after you've already cut off one, you're going to be liable. So comes along Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba, and he says, yes, we agree under those circumstances they're going to be liable. But what about under other circumstances? And that's where the Gemara moves into a debate as to whether or not we establish this principle in other circumstances. Do we say that, just like we say that HaKol Modim B'Mechametz Achar Chametz, that it applies to other circumstances as well? One of the circumstances that the poskim discuss is whether it applies to erasing of God's name. So going again, by a grain offering, by a mincha offering, we're saying that everybody says that there is chametz after chametz. What about the erasing of the name? So this is a discussion on the minchas chinuch. Let's say, for example, you have the name of Hashem, which begins with the letter Yud, and then there's another hey, and then a vav and a hey. So let's say a person has one of those names, one of those letters of that name has been erased. Like, for example, let's say the Yud has been erased. And then somebody comes along and erases another letter from it. So is that person, after the first Yud was erased, the name of God is no longer there. So, is that person going to be liable for erasing a part of God's name, even though that name at that moment is not there? So, is this like the case of somebody mechametz achar chimutz, that is somebody who's causing it to ferment after it's already fermented? So, the Minchas Chinuch writes that it seems that the second person should be exempt because already the first name of Hashem is no longer there, and so therefore the second person is, since the Yud is not there, he's not erasing God's name anymore. And so he draws a distinction between this case and between the case of somebody mechametz achar chametz that we've been discussing, because in that case the person does a further action, which is he bakes it or he arranges it after it's already kneaded into dough. But here in this case, the name of Hashem is no longer there, and so they're all he's doing is erasing a letter, but it's no longer the name of Hashem, and so therefore the Minchas Chinuch says even though it's not permitted to do it from the beginning, but he's going to say you're not going to be in violation of a prohibition to get lashes. And also the Shulta Giburim says also in this circumstances a person is not going to be liable, and the reasoning behind the Shulta Giburim is because by somebody who's mechametz achar chametz, or somebody who's mesaris achar saris, that the second person is liable. That's only where he adds on something, like the Minchas Chinuch said. But in this case, he's not adding on because the name is, the letter is already gone. Comes along the B'nai Yonah, and he says just the opposite. He writes, no, that the name of Hashem, even though it's missing a letter, it's still going to be considered to be holy. And his understanding and his logic is as follows, that we, just like the name of Hashem is the opposite of idolatry. And by idolatry, there's a mitzvah to destroy the idolatry until there's nothing left. So even though at the point where the idolatry is not really functioning as idolatry, it's a mitzvah to completely destroy the idolatry. V'ibadatam eshemam, that you must completely destroy them out. So too, by the mitzvah of Hashem's name, it's a mitzvah that the whole thing is holiness. So even though a portion of it has been removed, the ideal thing is to try and preserve as much of the name of as possible and to leave it there. And indeed, this was a case that came before the Shul Meshiv in Lemberg, and also before the Mishnas Chachamim, a case where some ink spilled on a portion of Hashem's name and erased two of the letters. So the question was, can the sofer now erase the final two letters and thereby start over? So he asked if it was permitted, and he said no, it's absolutely prohibited, because even though it's no longer the name of God, the holiness is still resting on the remaining letters that are there, and so therefore those letters cannot be erased, because those letters still retain the holiness.